Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are doing this every Tuesday. They need to come hang out with Mooch and the missus.
That is called fascism. Okay, he is a fascist leader.
He's his own worst enemy. He's creating his own problems. You know, he's like one of those people who can't get out of their own way.
I don't want to be one of those Trump haters.
Okay,
I just want to make...
Everyone is a product of their upbringing and their personal loyalties. I'm a human being, and I probably got overtaken by the excitement of him winning.
The minute you called me to say, boom, as soon as I got that, boom, I called you right back.
Anyway, you lose the argument. All the ladies out there.
My mother's like, why are you cursing so much? I'm like, Ma, where do you think I learned it from?
We do this podcast. I go into the city. We have dinners together, or we'll travel. We spend time to be together as a couple and a family and as business partners, and I feel like it really helps us.
You still love me?
I do.
Okay,
do you still love me?
Very much.
Okay, I don't know if you have, I mean, let's not
even go
there.
My liberal, hot wife.
Okay.
All right, so you still love me at this point?
Yeah.
All the traveling and everything? Yeah, you still love me?
Hang on.
Yep.
Yeah. We need a sign that says on air.
Talk to me about the weekend trip to Rome. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Wait, was there something specific I want? You want me to come closer to you?
I want you to come closer to me, yes, okay. So I can touch your leg while we're doing the podcast.
Okay. So there was something, specific I wanted to talk about.
Are you trying to say now that there was collusion?
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely had a little
collusion. I mean, we have to go all the way.
Thank God.
To Europe.
Yeah, because we didn't have a five-year-old cock blocking in the middle of the bed in the middle of the night. So, yeah, that worked.
No, but...
This nose makes me very horny.
How is my nose looking? Smaller? AJ said it looks smaller. Yeah. So tell them what we discovered when we got back from Rome.
That we have more sex in Rome than we do in Manhasset? What did we discover?
No. When we got back, our kids were so excited to see us. We're eating cashews while we do this. And Anthony was like, oh, yeah, let's all lay in the bed together and watch funny videos. So they discovered this video of this hippo farting endlessly.
Oh, my God. If you want to laugh hard tonight, go on YouTube and punch up hippo farts.
It's hilarious. Apparently, when they fart, stuff comes out. And their tail whips it around.
Particles, shitticles. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff.
Your husband farted in his mouth?
The noise of the fart of the hippo, though, it sounds hilarious. Like, it sounds fake. Like, it's, like, almost too good to be true.
No, it sounds like a lawnmower is, like, not acting properly.
That's so accurate. A weed whacker.
There's, like, repeater farts, you know? Everyone out there that farts, you know, you have that big long fart, and then you have that slightly like puckered fart at the end.
Yes.
All right, so the hippo is puckering. Okay, my 2-year-old he doesn't want to watch Paw Patrol anymore. He wants to watch hippo fart.
And he says, "You see that?"
You can't see it, but you can definitely hear it.
Mom, you see that?
All right, so you have fun in Rome?
Yes, we ate too much. Mm-hmm. We did videos, you know, trying to be fun live on Periscope, and people are like, "Die, you rich bitches." Like, we're just trying to be funny. I mean, we were at a wedding. We were invited to a wedding.
There's a lot of hatred out there. It was totally fine.
Shine shade.
Should we stop eating while we do the podcast? Eating.
Let's talk about Abu Dhabi for a second. First ever conference in Abu Dhabi. Went tremendously well. 1,400-plus people. I brought General Kelly again with me. I thought that we had a great conversation on
buddies.
Stage. No, I also brought General Jim Jones, who's President Obama's national security advisor. I thought it was a great, great time. The general also reiterated once again about the yes men stuff for Trump. Is it possible for Trump to win re-election, God forbid, and then get impeached again in the second term due to his lawlessness?
And
the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So that was a discovery of insight and analysis. We're into impeachment. He's definitely getting impeached tomorrow. He's all upset about it, let's face it. He'll be the third American president to be impeached.
Third or fourth?
No, third.
It's the fourth.
No, Richard Nixon was about to. He resigned before the whole promotion. So Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, Donald J. Trump, all impeached. You think it's going to hurt him?
No. He okay, is.
So
like,
no problem.
Like, last night, we were watching the clip from Robert De Niro on The View. And he was saying he's a Teflon Don. He really is. These are empty. Huh?
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, no problem.
He's a Teflon Don. Oh, my God, I wish I had a video of you right now.
What? I hit some cashew dust into my eyeball.
No, but it went all in the hooded sweatshirt.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten properly. I've been trying to starve myself since the Italian experience.
Okay.
Marinated.
Right, so, impeachment, you said no stain at all. He rides right through to the re-election.
The cashews, they're very distracting.
Okay.
Okay, we're done on them. We just finished them. Okay. So, yeah, he's going to ride through. He's a Teflon Don. He'll be back for a second term. And he escapes everything.
Okay, so I think it heavily damages him. I think it really disrupts his psyche. It's an absolutely humiliating thing to go through.
Is he even capable of being embarrassed? I don't even know if he is.
Think about the House Democrat, Jeff Van Drew, who's now going to switch parties and become a Republican.
He hit his head or something, right?
So you think he hit his head and hurt himself somehow?
Well, why would you do that?
Well, because he's recognizing that he doesn't think that he can re-win the seat as a Democrat because of opposition related to impeachment in his district.
So nobody just really has real beliefs anymore?
So that's it. Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah. Right. But there is somebody that has beliefs. There is a woman who, I have to tell you, I don't know her personally, but I'm about to write her a campaign check because I'm very proud of this woman. It is a woman in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She worked for the U.S., and she basically said last night, I made this decision out of principle and a duty to defend the Constitution. And her name is Alyssa Slotkin. She's the congresswoman for Michigan's 8th congressional district.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she is a former acting assistant secretary of defense and a CIA analyst. And she basically said, look, if I don't get reelected, I'm okay with this because I'm protecting people and I'm protecting the American democracy. Okay. And I got to tell you something.
That's how I give her huge credit. Like that, right?
And I will tell you this. There were protesters heckling her at her town hall meeting, although there was a very small number of protesters. A very large group of people were pro her. I love the fact that she went to blows with all those people and she didn't hide her head in the sand and avoid the conflict of all that.
Mm-hmm.
So a big time mazel tov to her. And I'm going to be sending her a little bit of dough. Okay, so let's go to topic number three.
FISA, down the outline.
FISA and Comey.
Yeah. So
Comey looks like he had his hand in the cookie jar. He admitted that he was wrong. He got a little bit embarrassed by Chris Wallace. Not liked by either side. I sort of feel bad for him because I'm not liked by either side at this point.
Feel bad for him.
I'm kidding.
You never liked him.
I'm making a joke. I just thought he was disingenuous. But go ahead. You say what about James
Comey?
Yeah, you
thought that he was like righteous or something.
Yeah, too sanctimonious, too righteous, too disingenuous. What do you say?
I haven't been focusing on that. I have not, to be honest. I can't, like, I'm kind of hit my limit on extra things as it relates to the Trump administration. So if it's not directly impacting anything as we speak today, I can't even pay attention to it. You know, that's all done and in the past. I don't know what he did, what he didn't do, but I can't even bother to think about it.
Women are going to decide this election. All right, let's leave Comey out of it, okay? Let's just say that he did some really stupid things and he's trying to redeem himself thus far unsuccessfully.
Right.
Women are going to decide the election, yes or no?
I think a lot of the times, whether we like to admit it or not, women have far more say in a household than people would like to think. And I feel like they sort of drive the moral train or whatever. And I think there's a lot at stake for 2020. Obviously, everybody does. But I think there are a lot of really unhappy women with this whole scenario. But then, you know, like, I find it to be just so confusing. And Donald Trump has come up with a way to gaslight the entire country. You know, here I am thinking, like, oh, there's no way that anybody could possibly vote for him again, especially as a woman, because he's, like, so despicable on how he just basically treats everybody. And especially if you're a mom, how could you ever get with that? And then, you know, I see people come at me on social media or just in general.
And some of that's robust, though. You think
but not a lot.
This is robust.
And I think there are actually people that feel that way. And they're real and they exist. They're not just robots. And they absolutely love him. Again, mm-hmm. I always laugh because when I look on their bio, it's like, God-loving, God-fearing Christian. And they're like, die, bitch.
Right.
You know?
I love all these Christians. They are dyed-in-the-wool Christians,
well,
lovers of God, but they want me
Jesus
to boil.
Like,
they want me to boil in oil, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is more hypocrisy. But okay, so women, your opinion, they are going to have a big impact on the election.
I think so, yeah.
So let me ask you one more question. I'll switch to another topic.
He brings out like this primordial thing about everyone, whether it be in a negative way or whatever. He brings out emotion in people.
Right.
So there'll be people running passionately to vote for him, and there'll be people running passionately to vote against him. So I don't know who's more. We'll find out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So Trump signed something interesting.
What?
The Army and the Navy played over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was well-received there, by the way. Let's just be fair.
Of course.
He just signed an executive order.
He's not well-received there. I don't know where.
Well, Alabama
where
apparently got well-received, although I heard that was mixed. But the Service Academy athletes have had to wait, like Roger Staubach, the very famous quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, played for the Navy, won the Heisman Trophy, but had to do his 4 years of service before he came into the NFL. And because basically what happens is you have a commitment, maybe it's 5 years, I can't remember, but you have a commitment to the armed forces. Okay, so the question I have
well,
for
yeah,
you,
because
so,
you've been educated.
Yeah, you've been educated for
right.
Trump just signed a more or less a release allowing Service Academy athletes to play pro sports. What do you think about that? You like that?
I mean, I guess so. Not really. Do you? I don't have an opinion on it, but I mean...
I don't know. In general, I think these athletes should be paid. I think it's such hypocrisy that they're just getting their... they're making millions upon millions of dollars for these schools. They're young kids. They usually are coming from houses that don't have a lot of money. And so I do think eventually the NCAA will allow college athletes to earn compensation. But I sort of feel like, you know, are we going to have any traditions left in the country, or are we just going to rip up every single institution that we have because there's an orange wrecking ball with the name of Donald Trump? So I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
What is his motivation to do things like that, to appeal to them so they mm-hmm. like him more?
Yeah,
that's
I think so.
That's basically how he makes his decisions, right?
I think so, yeah. I think that's what it is. So Baby Yoda.
Again, I hate Star Wars.
Okay, so
all I know is you're cute and like Baby Yoda.
Okay, so I just think it's the funniest thing ever because I was watching Joe Scorbo. Mika Brzezinski is a fellow tourist. Joe Scorbo literally had a 10-minute, almost like physical ejaculation over the new Star Wars movie.
Okay, I don't want to think about Joe Scorbo.
All right, sorry. I thought that was a horrible thing to say, but I thought I'd throw it in there.
Can we talk about sex at some point?
She is literally looking at the camera and whispering, "Help me, help me." Like she was in a hostage situation with him ranting and raving about Star Wars and his text messages, and I was thinking of you. So why don't you like things like Star Wars and Game of Thrones and Hunger Games and all of this stuff?
No, I like them. I like the Hunger Game movies.
But why don't you like the
other stuff?
Yeah.
I love boobs.
Right, because I'm too fixated on boobs. No, I just like can't get with it because it doesn't make sense. It's like stupid to me. You know what I mean? Anthony's telling me my nose looks good on the down low over here.
Yeah, his nose looks very horny.
Nose is shrinking, yeah.
So
horny object.
It's just so abstract and so hard to follow that, again, I am laser focused on things that if they're complicated, it's because they're real life things, not because I need to like understand whose dad is really who and who's fighting who and the prequel and the sequel and the this and the that. I don't have time to think about all that stuff. Okay, and I don't get lost in it. Like people say they like it because it takes them away from reality. All it does is make me like think, what the hell is this and why did anybody like it?
Right.
Like it doesn't do anything for me.
Exactly. Some people like science fiction and fantasy, other people don't.
Like people say to me, my mom says to me, like, why would you want to watch a movie about somebody who's like, you know, sick or dying? Like she used to tell me, she used to ask me, why do you like the movie Beaches? Like I have enough real sadness in my life. Why would you want to watch the movie Beaches? And she has a point, but like, well, at least to me that sort of makes sense and it like touches some, you know, upon some of my own experiences and pulls at my heartstrings versus Yoda.
I'm a little jealous of your forehead right now. It's like, I think that it's like a sheet of glass, the forehead. I got to go in for my Botox shots.
Oh, your Botox is still working.
No, it's wearing off. You can see that. Oh. It's I've got grooves again, like the Erie Canal.
Grooves
it's
in
fine.
The heart.
It's fine. I got almost like, you know, lifelines on my forehead. Yeah.
What is this skin product that I use?
The Baby Yoda is interesting because we don't really know yet. I mean, I haven't seen all the Mandalorian, but I did watch a few with your mom. We don't really know yet the situation with Baby Yoda, although when you read about him on the internet, he's not actually Yoda, but he's part of the Yoda-like species.
Anthony.
Right, well, we have
your
to.
Your son. He knows everything about Star Wars.
We have to ask him. So
you're cute, though, like Baby Yoda.
I'm cute like Baby Yoda? Yeah, see, that is an inside joke because my wife is claiming because I'm older than her.
No,
I'm
you made that up.
Decrepit and shrink, and I'm going to have gigantic white, like fiber optic cable emanating from my ears. Okay, so I'm
you
know,
made
like,
that
dragging
up.
Your testicles on the floor.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's fine.
You made that
all right.
Up.
So Christmas gifts. What are some gift ideas for guys to get women? It's jewelry.
Right. All
no
day.
No underwear. No thong.
Oh, you could buy underwear and thongs. That would be nice. Lingerie is a nice gift. So my things that I really enjoy receiving, but it depends on the woman. But I love jewelry. I think it's very sentimental. And I think anytime you wear it, it's like you're reminded of the person who gave it to you. And I love like experience things. Like you love to take me on trips. You know, so that's like a cool thing to go do something with somebody. Like my friends for my 40th birthday, they got me a trip around like a cruise for the day with them. And that's like the best gift you could get, time spent with somebody. Right. But a lot of women like, you know, shoes, bags,
jewelry.
Yeah. Again, sometimes like, if they have a specific thing that they really like in their life, I'm so crazy, but I love cooking. So like to me, kitchen items are fun. Like if you got me like a Mac Daddy, like mixer or something like that, I would like that. I think a lot of women like gadgets that relate to cooking.
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. What would you like to get? You're the hardest person to shop for.
Well, the number one thing is in our first...
Oh, probably that.
What was it?
Blown.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. But I think I can get that done without that. Maybe not. I don't know how to see.
I can't wait to check the whole thing out.
Part of our career as husband and wife.
I can tell you what not to get me. Yeah, the computer with the free printer.
Yeah,
we talked about
that
last week. No, we, I think we talked. Yeah.
Okay, it was horrifying.
That 2011.
Yeah.
That's what he rolled up with. And he was like, and I think that it wasn't even for me. I think he just had it as like a backup gift. So he gave it to me. And it was so bad. I was crying. I thought he was breaking up with me. Very confused. So don't get your significant other a computer and with the free printer from Staples. But what would you, if you had to pick one thing, or what do you think it would be for a guy? I mean, everyone's so different. That's what I'm learning as I grow. As I grow wider and bigger every day. So what would be your number one thing that you would want? You literally have mostly everything you need.
Well, I think the things that I like are some of the stuff you buy me, like these cool books, these memorabilia, like you bought me Linda Johnson's memoir.
Like we have no idea where the hell they are because you just
stuff like
them on
that.
The floor.
Yeah, like I mean, some of the cool stuff is like some of the art that I bought, the cartoon art, like comic art, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. All right, but let's keep moving.
That was a boring answer.
I'm just telling you what I like. Okay, how long does it take for the average American to get sick of their family over the holidays?
Oh, I would say 36 hours.
36 hours. Do you believe in the Ben Franklin aphorism?
Yes.
What's that aphorism?
Yeah. House guests and fish stink after like a day or two, whatever that
is. Yeah, and you're like, you know, you start to smell after 2 days, get the hell out of the person's house.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
100%.
Yeah, people are annoyed. They get annoyed, right?
One night, two nights max, and then it's like, be gone.
Right, because everyone has their own little cocoons.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I know that's terrible, but at the end of the day, it's like, everyone has their own routines. They have their own space. They want to do whatever they're used to. People like their predictable surroundings and routine. And when you have people staying with you or whatever, it just throws you off, like major.
So there was a survey of 2,000 Americans.
Or even on a vacation. How it's annoying. How many days is it? It's like you have to consider way too many people. Like, what do they want to eat? What do they want to do? Like, who cares? Like, I just want to know about what I want to eat and my kids.
You're getting all smug because the nose is shaking. I mean,
don't make me laugh
like
again.
A sheet of glass.
Because in Rome, you made me laugh so much that I split a stitch in my nose.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. So since I've been back, I've been like putting peroxide and like bacitracin on the stitch inside my nose. So you have to stop. I can't laugh anymore, like where my nose spreads like that.
All right, totally fine.
Okay.
2,000 Americans surveyed, they can take approximately 3 hours and 54 minutes.
To do what?
And then they get tired of the person. They're like, get the fuck out of my house. Or the family member, get out of my house.
3 hours?
Yeah. And then they need to take a moment to themselves and they need a moment of repose.
Oh, well, you hide from everyone anyway. So, like, on holidays,
When I'm on the couch, quote-unquote napping, am I faking the nap?
Yes.
My eyes are just closed?
Everyone has your number. They're like, oh, whatever, Anthony will be there. He'll be sleeping.
Okay.
Or, like, I remember one Easter, I'm with your family. You're nowhere to be found.
Where was
I? I go up to our bedroom, and you're asleep on the chair in our bedroom. And I'm like, what the are you doing? Like, I don't understand how this is what you think you should be doing right now.
Do you love that about me? Or you
no, I absolutely hate it, actually.
Is that my worst trait?
One of them.
Fingered it.
I fart like a hippo. Is that one of my other worst traits or what?
No, I don't mind that. That's fine. I just don't antisocial nature of you.
Well, because I'm actually a lot more introverted than people would think at first blush. Right?
It's not introverted. It's antisocial.
That's sort of rude to call me that.
No, you just don't want to be bothered. And then you tell me, because I have to talk so much all the time at work that I just want to not talk. And I'm like, well, that's great, but then the people who actually, like, love and care about you get the shit end of the stick because you're so done talking to people at work that you can't even talk to your family. That's not really a good setup for loved ones, would it be? What do you think? He's not even listening to me right now.
I'm listening.
And?
That's it. I think it's very interesting what you're saying.
No, you don't even know what I'm saying. You're on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter. I was just checking to see if there's any relevant new information. Trump just wrote a blistering letter to Nancy Pelosi. He's doing everything he can to prevent himself from being impeached. They are going to impeach him. So it'll be interesting to see how this all goes down. He'll be horrified. Knowing his personality, he hates ridicule and humiliation. This is a combination of those two things.
No, but he just sits there and tells himself and everybody else that it's...
Oh, he's self-loathing. You know, Robert De Niro has him the best. He's self-loathing projector.
Okay.
Do I have a double chin from the Italian drip?
No, you were looking at me when you said that.
No, I'm not projecting.
Yes, you are.
Picture me in the Arab business world. I mean, it really looks like I'm like the before in the Slim Fast commercial. It's literally horrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fine. I almost need like a neckotomy or something like that. Double the triple chin. Horrifying.
I don't know. I don't see it, but I have love is blind.
Love is blind. But look at me from a certain angle, though. Don't look from the upward angle, okay? I'm getting to the point where the blubber is coming out of the chin.
Blubber. Remember the movie Blubber?
Yeah, it's manifesting itself.
Manifesting? It's like manufacturing and manifesting.
Speaking of manifesting, Paul Manafort had a heart attack.
In jail?
Yeah, they took him out of the hospital and they put him in, they took him out of the prison, put him in the hospital.
Do you think people are, like, having heart attacks so they could get, like, a weekend in the hospital? The hospital's an upgrade from the jail.
I don't know. I think it's a tragic what happened to him.
Would you rather be dead or in jail?
In jail. I want to come back and see my kids.
No, if, like, you're in jail for life?
Oh, if you're in jail for life.
That's really distracting with that pen that you're doing.
In jail for life, I think it really sucks. Yeah, what was more distracting, the cashews or me banging the pen off the table?
Equally distracting, but the cashews, I was a little jealous.
Oh, okay, but did we sound like hilarious, crinkling
the... Did you have your Geritol today, though, now that we're talking about you? Did you have any Geritol?
No.
You know what Geritol is?
I do not.
Oh, see, that is unbelievable. He's so young.
I'll admit that.
It's like a mix.
Vitamins? I have vitamins. I just Googled it. I have vitamins,
like Geritol,
but not that.
Geriatric vitamin, Geritol.
No, I don't. Yeah, no, right. No, I don't
like
need that.
23-year-old geriatric. All right, well, listen, I know the Christmas season is coming up. We have one more podcast before Christmas. Is that correct, Neil?
No.
That is fake news.
One more podcast. I'm sorry?
That is fake news.
That is fake news. So
yeah, next
it.
Week is Christmas Eve.
This is our last podcast. We're not doing one on Christmas Eve. So I am saying to everybody, a Merry Christmas.
Why did you say put, Merry?
Merry.
Merry.
Merry Christmas, and do not put coal in any of your children's stockings.
Do people actually do that? Nobody.
I think sometimes people hammer the kids, yeah, once in a while. Just got to be careful with it.
I wouldn't say that anybody does that in this modern day, but either way,
that's true.
No.
We have helicopter parents now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Izzy Noko's mom hammered him with coal one year.
Who's Izzy Noko?
He's a next door neighbor.
Is NOCO short for something?
N-O-C-C-O. I just blew up the whole family, right? But I think she hammered a whole year. It's fine.
Well, we hope you have a very...
whole professional trajectory.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying this stuff for dramatic effect. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We hope you have a really fun time with your family and friends. Hopefully you last more than 3 hours and 45 minutes with them. And we will see you in 2020.
Cashew.
Well, actually, no. We'll see you on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Amen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.